Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and
All right, 10:05 on The Fan, and a very good Tuesday morning to you. The midday show, Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number here. Of course, the 1 o'clock CMB comes your way. Dolph Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. And, you know, last night's national championship game turned out to be a beatdown. Maybe the team that got the beatdown wasn't the team we thought it would be. But that's what it turned out to be, bro. And I tell you, early in his game, I thought we were headed for one of these, like, you know,
classic?
This game was going to be 65-60 or something like that. It was 27 points scored before there was even 5 minutes in, you know, into the game. And then things kind of settled down. Clemson took over and really just blew the doors off Alabama. That's the bottom line.
The game early on was
right. Incredibly
exciting.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't think it was going to keep up at 65-60, but it felt that way for a second.
Yeah, no, definitely.
You know, you get the pick six that put Clemson up early.
Really set the tone for what the game turned out to be.
It did, but Tua responded
with
three
that bomb,
plays later.
62-yard bomb right on the money.
Yeah, that beautiful deep ball to Jerry Judy, which tied the game up. Yep. And then three plays later, Clemson
Lawrence hit that bomb for 60-something yards to set up that touchdown, and ATN takes it right in.
That's right. And then Alabama responded.
Right.
But then they missed the extra point.
You're right. That was kind of like the beginning of it there when they missed the extra point.
Yeah.
You know, it really was.
You know what felt like the beginning? It's odd to say this. When they settled for a field goal.
Yes. Yeah.
Because at the time, and obviously the game worked out differently because Alabama didn't exactly do much offensively after the field goal, but it felt like, hey, if they're going to win this game, they can't kick field goals. And I even thought, you know, fourth and goal from the six, is it nuts to just go for it? Is it nuts to say, you know what?
Too early, I think, to just go for it at that point.
But you know what? We saw Nick Saban, and it was on the next drive, go for it on fourth and one from his own 34-yard line in the first half of the game, early second quarter.
Yeah.
Now, was that not too early?
Yeah.
From his own 34.
Yeah, no, he did.
And it worked, even though a few plays later was the second Tua interception. So we saw Saban very aggressive early, and I thought overall we saw him have a terribly coached game.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. The fake field goal was one of the worst play calls you'll ever see.
Oh, my God. What was that play call on a fake field goal? Like, you have, like, the guy, you know, run up the middle into the middle of the line, basically? What was that?
Also, is it truly a fake field goal when everyone in the building knows you're faking a field goal?
Yeah, I guess not.
Is it really a fake?
I guess it is.
I don't know if it really is.
Right.
And I think that was the moment where you're saying, okay, maybe I'm about to click the TV off. And if you didn't do it then, three plays later, Justin Ross went 74 yards into the end zone. And that was your national click moment for people to say, I think this bad boy's over.
I think the most amazing thing about this game, and Clemson's loaded with, I mean, this team is loaded, and this kid's going to, looks like he's going to be a terrific quarterback, Trevor Lawrence. He's only, he's a first-year freshman. He's got a couple years till he comes out. I mean, it looks phenomenal. I mean, there's no question about it.
Yeah.
But I think the biggest thing is that they shut him out for, you know, more than, like, almost three-quarters of the game. I mean, it's 2.5 quarters that Alabama didn't score a point in this game.
It's
unbelievable.
It's remarkable because one thing we heard about this Alabama team is this was a special offense.
Right,
that was a special offense.
Yeah, well, yeah.
But after they settled for that field goal at the early part of the second
quarter.
You
would have told me they weren't scoring another point, man. I don't know. You could have got pretty good odds on that.
Yeah, seriously.
I'll tell you that.
You would have got great odds on that.
Yep.
I think that's a testament to the Clemson defense and also just how bad Alabama was. I mean, Tua made a couple of bad interceptions. The second one he threw was just a complete overthrow of Judy.
Yep.
And then Trayvon Mullen was able to pick it off. And so he made a couple of bad mistakes. There were a couple of bad penalties in this game. There was a late hit that cost them 15 yards. You had the missed extra point. And it's a reminder, and let this be a reminder in other topics we talk about later today, that really good head coaches, great head coaches,
yeah,
can have bad days.
Of course.
Because I thought, and there's no disputing, that Nick Saban is one of the, if not the, greatest college football coach we've ever seen.
He's in a conversation.
Okay, he's right up there.
Guy's won, what, 5 national championships?
5 of them. That's a lot.
Every year he's in a college playoff every year.
Yeah, come on. We all agree, hey, guy's pretty good at what he does.
No question.
Last night was not his finest hour.
No.
From the fake field goal to some of the – here's one of the things that surprised me. And I know it worked a bunch of times, but it was so predictable. How many times on 3rd or 4th down did they run the direct snap, the wildcat formation with this Josh Jacobs? They did it over and over again.
Jacobs looked really good in the Oklahoma game. He was very good in that game.
It felt like they were very predictable.
And
obviously the fake field goal that we touched on was one of those horrific.
Horrible.
Yeah, at that point, just go for it. You know what I mean?
At that point, I'd rather just take my chances with Tua throwing a ball down a field.
Yeah, let him go out and make a play.
You're better off.
I mean, it's 4th and 6, so you're not talking about a 4th and that long. You obviously don't trust your kicker, which is understandable. They missed an extra point earlier. You have a better shot at going for it than whatever the heck they call there. So it's just a reminder that even the great head coaches, and we talked about this with John Harbaugh.
Everybody has bad days.
They have bad days.
Everybody.
No doubt. And both quarterbacks look very, very good, but we've got time before we see either one of them in the National Football
League. Well, Tua's got one more year, and he could come out.
Yeah, that's a long time from now.
And Lawrence has got 2 years.
NFL.
And we did find out, obviously, that Dwayne Haskins is coming out, which was really no surprise.
Yeah, not a surprise.
While we're talking in that vein.
But a year from now, and then 2 years from now with Trevor Lawrence, it's an eternity in the National Football League.
Yep.
There are 2 things that jump out at me about Trevor Lawrence. First of all, he looks just like Sunshine from Remember the Titans. All right. I know you've probably never seen that movie. I tweeted that to Chris Carlin earlier. You could check it. They're like the same guy. And number 2, dude, the ball coming out of his hands is like a freaking laser.
Yeah.
I mean, it just zooms out of his hand.
Yeah, the kid is good. I mean, there's no question about it. I mean, he's a big time player. No doubt.
And Tua is going to be very good a year from now. And will probably be the number 1 overall pick. He made a couple of mistakes in this game. Obviously, the pick 6 was brutal, and you said it kind of set the tone for the game.
Yep. He never saw the guy coming up on that play. Oh, I mean, he just didn't see him.
Absolutely not. Then the second one was just an overthrow of Judy. So it wasn't his best moment for his college career. And you're right, a year from now, we'll see what he does for another year at Alabama and who needs quarterbacks. But he's likely a guy we're talking about a year from now as the number 1 overall pick in the draft.
Yeah, I think so. And then Lawrence will be the number 1 pick the year after that.
It's true.
More than likely.
And these two programs we probably see a year from now.
Yeah.
And a year from then. And a year from then, because Dabo Sweeney is building something ridiculous right now at Clemson.
They've won 2 of the last 3 years. You'd have to say that, they're a premier program in the country now. I mean, to be Alabama twice in the last 3 years.
I think they've certainly become that.
Yep.
And now
there's any doubt about it.
They're recruiting in Alabama's backyard. They're becoming this superpower.
Yep.
They've got this young quarterback to build around for the next 2 years. They've got a lot of NFL prospects on their team.
Loaded.
It's kind of incredible what Dabo Sweeney's built over there.
Yep.
Why not? What about him coaching the Jets?
No.
I'm getting with you.
I'm ready. I'm sick over all of that, so don't even,
Well, I got bad news.
No, I'm sick. No, there's nothing but bad news.
Cliff Kingsbury either resigned from USC or somehow twisted an arm because he interviewed with the Jets yesterday.
Caldwell as well.
Yeah, and he's interviewing with Arizona today. And I think it was Ian Rappaport who tweeted it that it seems like Arizona really likes Cliff Kingsbury. So if you don't want him, you may get lucky. He may end up as the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals.
The Jets are going to blow it. There's no doubt about it. You know they are. No, there's no doubt. There's no doubt that I won't be here. Okay, because I'm going to be long gone. Unless it's only 2 years that the guy makes it,
or 1 year like Steve Wilkes.
Well, they'll probably give him more than one, as bad as he could be. But they're going to bring in some college coach, or they're going to bring in Adam Gase, and it's going to be the same old business as always. That's it. That's what it is. What's happening. I'm resigned to it.
I haven't gotten there yet to think it's happening because there's 2 things I still hold out hope for.
Yeah. What's that?
Number 1, and this is a positive, and you could also spin this a million different ways, and so you can decide how you want to take it. Mike McCarthy is on hold with the Cleveland Browns.
No, I saw that. He is on hold with the Cleveland Browns.
Now, how do you take that?
I don't know. I don't know. How about that ridiculous article that Meta wrote?
I don't care about Meta articles.
But you know
what? Why do you get bothered by this? Because
I do. Because this guy, because he wrote a scathing article about Marone a couple years ago, and the wonderful owner, Woody Johnson, bought into it. And that's look, I'm not saying that Doug Marone, obviously he's had his problems. He had trouble this year in Jacksonville. I'm not saying that. But that's the, you know, he would have been a better choice than Todd Bowles, and we know that. All right.
Anthony Lynn would have been a better choice than Todd Bowles.
I mean, you know, Dove would have been a better choice than Todd Bowles. But you know, so he writes a scathing article. Now he's doing the same thing with McCarthy. You know, the guy's obviously got an agenda, Meta. I mean, let's be honest.
But you can't get worked up about this, man.
But I do, man. I do. And it makes me nuts because you have people, and this is what makes me nuts about it, bro. You have people that could care, don't want to see the Jets win. You could say all you want that they, no. They don't want to. They want the Jets. A guy like Meta wants the Jets to continue to be the clown circus that they've been for most of the time. Because then a couple years from now, there'll be more. You know, let's write the next story about who the next head coach is going to be. You know, and all this kind of garbage. And that's what these guys thrive on.
Let me ask you this.
I really believe that.
Let me ask you this.
And a guy like McCarthy coming in would probably come in and change that whole aspect of, you know, some of the nonsense that we don't see that behind the scenes that goes on.
Why do you think Mike McCarthy is not the hot candidate around the National Football League right now? I have my theory. I'm curious why
know.
You think that.
I don't know the answer.
Can I tell you what I think is going on here? I think it's a disgrace.
Go ahead.
So it's sort of what's happening in baseball. Joe Girardi's a really good manager,
right?
Joe Girardi is not the hot guy anymore.
Yeah.
Everybody wants the young guy, the analytical guy
Okay.
who relates to the player, right? So these old but good managers are almost being pushed out of the game. Right? And I think money has a little bit to do with it, too. They don't want to pay the managers.
Well, I understand that.
All right. Here's what I think's happening in the NFL. The hot thing to do is to find Sean McVay.
Yeah.
Who, by
okay.
the way,
hasn't won anything yet. He hasn't won a playoff game
yet. Rex Ryan accomplished more in his first 2 years so far than Sean McVay.
Well, I mean,
but I'm just giving you
Rex Ryan accomplished more in his first 2 years than a lot of guys
have. I understand that. So I think that every team around the league is looking for that.
I don't
right?
disagree with that.
So they're looking, and sure, they don't have to pay him a lot.
Right.
Maybe has a little bit to do with it.
Yeah.
But they all want to uncover the next offensive genius.
Yeah. No, I understand that.
And so not only is it hosing a guy like Mike McCarthy, you know who else I think it's going to hose? Defensive-minded head coaches.
Yeah.
They're not all bad defensive-minded head coaches.
The problem is I can understand that in certain situations, okay?
I agree.
I can understand that. But in a situation with the Jets where we've seen this now over and over and over again, you're just repeating, you know, you're repeating the same old thing. You know, it's the definition of insanity. They're repeating the same nonsense if they do this, which is I think they will, that they always do.
But here's the difference, Joe, between the Jets and everybody else so far. The Jets interviewed Mike McCarthy.
I understand.
Why are these other teams not interviewing Mike McCarthy?
Well, maybe he doesn't want them. I mean, he didn't want
Is that it?
I don't know. He didn't want the Cardinals job.
Maybe that's a part of it. Or maybe they don't want him.
Maybe.
And by the way, these teams that have vacancies, for the most part, are inept organizations.
Oh, yeah.
The Miami Dolphins are inept.
And they're inept.
The
no
Browns
doubt.
Have been
Tampa
inept.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Tampa Bay.
Right.
Arizona just fired a coach after one year.
Forget about Arizona. Denver's the one. And Cincinnati, I don't know what you want to call them.
They're cheap.
Cincinnati's cheap.
Yes.
That's what they are. That's why. That's one of the reasons Lewis lasted as long as he did there. And, you know, I mean, the only one I would say is not inept is Denver.
Okay. No, and I agree with that.
Denver's the one organization I would not call an inept organization that's looking for a coach.
But
now.
These other organizations have been looking for coaches on cycle every two or three years.
No question.
But I
no
find
question.
It interesting and not necessarily alarming. I don't think it's a warning sign that other teams aren't interested in Mike McCarthy because look at these other teams.
Yeah.
Look who they are.
No, I know.
I'm just curious why you think it's happening because the Jets right now, if I'm not mistaken, are the only team that's interviewed Mike McCarthy.
Yeah, they are.
You
They're
worried
the only one.
About the competition of
They're,
Cleveland.
No, yeah.
Well, right now, Joe, there is no competition.
No.
You know what the competition is for Mike McCarthy? His couch.
Yeah.
No, that's his competition.
No, I know. And look, I've heard even rumblings that maybe he wants to sit out a year. You know, there's all kinds of garbage out there. There was something, I read something today about, well, maybe he's from Pittsburgh. Maybe Tomlin gets fired. Stop it with Tomlin getting fired.
Hold on. A couple of things about this whole Mike McCarthy's going to sit around and wait. Because Ernie and I already did this off air.
Go ahead.
Looking ahead. What job is he waiting for?
Yeah, I don't know.
You said Pittsburgh.
But I didn't say this is what I read today.
Right, because he's a West PA guy.
Right.
First of all, if they're not firing Mike Tomlin now, I don't know if they're ever going to fire Mike Tomlin.
They're not firing.
Okay, so
Pittsburgh doesn't fire head coach.
Okay. So what team are we talking about? The Houston Texans? That's a pretty appealing place.
I guess
if Bill O'Brien underachieves next year.
I guess it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jacksonville after they fire Marone? Not that appealing.
No.
I don't find that appealing.
They don't have a quarterback.
The Raiders are safe with John Gruden.
Right. He's there for
Chiefs,
a while.
Chiefs, Chargers, Broncos are looking for a coach right now.
Right.
The Redskins if they fire Jay Gruden? Really? That's a great job?
No. Not
okay.
at all.
The Lions when they get rid of Matt Patricia?
Definitely not.
Okay. The Falcons maybe? That's not bad.
Maybe.
They get rid of their coach?
Maybe.
Okay. Those are the jobs. So what the hell are we talking about?
Yeah.
He's waiting for what?
Yeah.
Well, the Jet job's better than those jobs,
Joe. Of course it
is.
The Jet job. Bro, you know, outside of Cleveland, I'll give Cleveland the edge as the more appealing job. I think they're advanced over the Jets. I thought Mayfield had a better year than Donald did, okay? And that doesn't mean he's going to be better. I'm just saying that's – I thought he had a better year. They got more guys. They got Myles Garrett. They got the kid Denzel Ward. They got Nick Chubb. They finished the year very strong, very strong. They look like a team that's certainly on the up and up. But the Jet job, I mean, when you got a young potential franchise, going to get a potential franchise quarterback, and you got $100 million under cap, and you got the third pick in the draft, that's a pretty appealing place to go. So I think a lot of it is what you're saying. I really do. But I just don't get it. I mean, you can't tell me that the fan base is dying for Cliff Kingsbury or Matt Rhule. I'm sorry. You can't. I mean, it's the same stuff over and over and over and over again.
I think that some in the fan base, you can't say all. I think the fan base
is split. No, I'm sure there is some.
I think the fan base is split. I think there are plenty in the fan base. I was arguing with one earlier this morning, a fellow Jet fan, where they want the next Sean McVay.
But what
that's what
tells
they want?
You they're getting the next Sean McVay?
Nothing tells you
that. Of course.
That.
And the track record of this franchise is you're not getting the next Sean McVay. All right? You're not.
And also,
that's the track record. And let's, you know, as good as he's been, you know, let me see the guy win something first. Okay? Because he hasn't won anything yet. I mean, he's turned the Rams around, but he hasn't won anything
yet. I'm with you on that. It's just that's what these teams are doing.
No, I get it. No, I understand.
Everybody's trying to unearth the next brilliant offensive mind.
I understand.
And while that would be a great find for anybody that finds it,
yep.
Right now, for where this organization is,
they're not in that position.
Safe is good.
Yeah. I mean, it's a revolving, I've said it over and over, it's a revolving carousel of guys that come and go. And everyone, and here's the other thing, too. Starting with Parcells, you know, every guy, including Bowles, had winning records their first year.
Right out of the gate.
Everyone.
Yep.
And they're all gone. So we could bring in a guy. Let's say they brought Kingsbury and one of these guys in, okay? And he goes 10-6 this year. Everybody's going, oh, look, Cliff King. Well, is there any guarantee that, you know, he's going to be around 3 years from now, even after going 10-6 the first year? No.
No, history's taught us to be very patient after the first year.
You think I'm buying into this guy being the guy? I mean, unless he wins the Super Bowl in his first year.
That's different.
Right, that's a different story. I doubt that's going to happen. How can you buy into it?
All I'm saying is,
I thought we had the guy in Rex. That didn't happen either.
No, you're. And by the way, Rex wants the job. He said that on ESPN the other day. Yeah.
Hey, well, I'll take him before Cliff King. I'll tell you right now, I'll take Rex Ryan before Cliff Kingsbury, Matt Rhule, or Adam Gase. It's not even debatable.
Well, if Mike McCarthy just decides, you know what, I just need a year off.
Right.
Nothing personal.
Right.
I need a year off. Who's your number one choice? Yeah. Jim Caldwell?
I guess.
Or Rex Ryan?
I would take Rex.
Rex is your number one choice.
I would. Look, Ernie's agreeing. I'm telling you, I would take Rex Ryan. But then all these other guys? Are you serious? Here's one thing I know about Rex. You say whatever you want about Rex, okay?
I liked Rex.
Of course.
Yeah.
The guy, you talk about a guy that never had a quarterback. What quarterbacks did he have?
Got the back-to-back title games with Mark Sanchez.
And he had Geno Smith. He actually got an 8-8 year out of Geno Smith. I mean, really? Oh. I mean, he was obviously undermined by Idzik and all the stuff that went down
And his
there.
Offensive coordinator was Brian Schottenheimer,
right.
Everybody thinks is awful.
Right, right, right.
What an accomplishment.
And they played for the guy. You say whatever you want. I mean, they played for Rex.
Look, I know I can't tell you to not be bothered by articles.
No, I'm completely
all right,
bothered.
So you're going to be bothered by
I'm
it.
Bothered
but let
by
me
all
leave
this.
You with facts,
go ahead.
All right?
Go ahead.
Here are the facts.
Go ahead.
No one else has interviewed Mike McCarthy and the Jets have. So as we sit here today,
I get it.
What team has the best shot at Mike McCarthy?
Obviously them.
Well, yes. So instead of assuming doom and gloom, which is fair based on the history of the franchise,
right.
It is fair.
Of course.
Based on the interviews.
All right.
They've talked to the guy.
I know.
Can you imagine what you'd be doing right now if they hadn't talked to him?
Yeah, no.
Like the Browns, they put it on hold?
Well, he put them on hold.
Who put who on hold?
I think McCarthy did.
Do we know that?
That's what I've heard.
I don't know who put who on hold. Bottom line is he's not interviewing there.
Yeah.
The only team he's interviewed with is the Jets.
And I'll tell you right now, if I was a Browns man, I'd be screaming this right now about, you got to give me Williams and Kitchens back. You got to.
Well, would you be all right with Kitchens just getting the promotion?
And I don't know. I don't know about that.
Now, he interviewed for the head coaching job.
No, with Cleveland.
With Cleveland.
Yeah, no, I know.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah. Oh, 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 oh.
O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.